So, welcome to the third episode of the McNaught Cool podcast with Sarah McCool and
Kimberly Mays.
This episode is entitled Black Girls Are Awesome. Apparently, I've been told, I've heard tale of, and we're going to be...
Sounds like you don't believe it.
Oh, you know me.
So I've heard. They're okay.
I am doing this show out of, I don't really care about doing this show. I think it's not interesting, because it's not about me. It's quite boring.
You entitled bitch!
So I do have to say, black women do make me nervous. I do get nervous around black women.
Because you, why? You think we're going to beat you up?
Yeah, I think you're going to just rip my white lady hair out of my head. Just grab my hair, rip it out of my head. And I deserve it. That's why I'm afraid, because I know I deserve that.
I don't know
I
that.
I know that that's actually a less of a... less angered a response than I actually deserve.
I actually
think that's a reasonable response. If I'm a black woman, oh my god.
Wow.
Fuck.
I don't want to beat up any white girls. Even when, like, I think it's more of a just be gone.
So this is very much going to be a continuation of some of the issues that we touched on in White Girls Are Terrible. When I talked to people about our last podcast, when I told them, I was like, this is my podcast, this is White Girls Are Terrible. You want to know what the response was to it?
Like,
I already knew that.
Oh.
Most people were just like, yeah, I got that.
No, I wanted someone to be horrified. Like, really? I didn't know.
No.
So this came as no shock.
So Black Girls Are Awesome really bursts my, you know, post-racial, sex bubble of living in a larger city where, you know, of course the black girls are way more awesome than white girls. They have more cachet culturally. They are sought after and adored.
I'm sorry, where did I just walk into? By who? Rappers for rap videos? What are you talking about?
I guess it's just myself, appreciating.
Aw, we have a fan in Sarah. Fan of black girls since 1995.
I thought the other title of the show could be, why isn't Aisha Tyler more famous? I adore her. And I think she's an example of a weird...
She's attractive, she's smart, she's
weird, she's a nerd, she's complicated, she's goofy.
Interesting.
I adore her. She's dirty, I really, really adore her.
I don't know.
And I would watch anything she's in. Any fucking thing. I don't want to say this on tape, but I watched an episode of Friends because she was in it. So why are black women awesome?
Because they're awesome because... No.
White person.
Because this black girl with a flat pancake ass, crepe ass, but doesn't have a big booty, who wishes she had a big booty, a bass.
Extend a back ass.
I think...
Why are you guys awesome?
We are awesome because despite all of the shit that gets thrown at us when we are paid attention to, when someone even remembers that black women exist. Because I think... When blacks are talked about, it's always black men.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Black men.
Yeah.
They kind of forget we exist.
Yeah.
When they do remember that we exist, everything about us is so completely horrible. Oh, they have bad attitudes. They're gold diggers. They're welfare queens. They're all these, like, terrible things. But I think more often than not, we actually are more than what those stereotypes are. Just no one is allowing there to be more in the world than... the welfare queen, which does exist. I have several family members who are as such. And they're also, if they're not Claire Huxtable, it's like there's no, you know, there's no room. I think it's happening now because I want to give a little shout out to Black Girl Nerd Podcast because I think they are trying to make a space where I'm black, but I also watch Doctor Who. Shut up, Sarah. Or I like Star Trek.
Okay.
Or
I'm black, but I also like terrible things.
Or just the fact
that you read. No,
reading. No, it is true.
No one reads now. No one reads. But if you're under fucking 30,
being perceived as educated at all, well, the, is being
okay, educated is,
seen okay. as a bad thing in your community.
Okay.
So, that they're trying to make a space uh-huh. where that is applauded, that you right. can like things other than rap music and R&B, that you can R&B. Not live okay, in the
so,
project.
So they're awesome because they are more than that.
They're more than that, and no yeah. one realizes that we're more than that, but and we know we're more than
they
that.
They withstand people touching their hair all the time without asking.
Some do gracefully and some don't. I'm
well,
sure.
I was just going to say, and I think black women are awesome now because they don't beat my ass every time I leave my house, so that shows a lot
I,
of
I don't think we're really
humanity.
Paying that much attention to you. We're just trying to stay focused, trying
really,
to be
I
on our
get
grind.
Up in your bit. I kind of am always like really antagonizing no. though, and even though as antagonizing as I am,
I mean, I think there definitely
the
are some who want so, to want to do that back and forth. What? You know, they want to be so, like, I'm all up in this white girl's mix yeah. and telling her, you know, what the what is. I think there definitely are those that exist, but I think most of us just want to get up in the morning. We want to go to work. We want to go to school. We want to come home. We want to enjoy life well, like everybody else does. And so I don't really have time for the white girl that's like, yeah, like really, again, be gone. Go find something to do.
The white girl, you're hanging out with the white
because
girl.
My white girls are awesome. My white girls right. are not terrible.
Did you ever think people were coming at you like with? Well, certainly people have come at you with stereotypes of black women. When have you felt like a stereotype of a black woman that you felt like you were encountering that head on, and it was just like an assumption or anything? I actually had a like a dance instructor in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I took this class, this urban social dance class, and you could tell she had obviously. Worked with white people a lot, and in the beginning of the class she gives a little speech about how no one's gonna say anything about no one's gonna touch my hair, and no one's gonna say anything about how well some people are better at things than others, and no one's gonna say anything about anyone's butt or things like that. And I was like, I felt so bad for her.
So this was to make the white people stay
in
line?
Yeah, well, the class is in a wealthy area.
Oh, okay.
And so yeah, so it was just like I felt so bad for her. Like she had to have this whole speech of prepared for white people because we're so ridiculous. Has anyone asked to touch your hair?
Yes.
How many? Just like a bunch, like forever?
No, actually, when I was relaxed, when my hair was relaxed, no.
When you were relaxed?
No. I was much more relaxed when my hair was relaxed. No one ever asked to touch my hair. Now that I wear it natural and don't straighten it in any way, and it's mainly been older people. Mm-hmm. Have either asked to touch it or have just in glee, no lie, in glee have just grabbed a handful of
without
it.
Without asking.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing this.
When you say older,
yeah.
What do you mean older?
Like 50s.
Are they white? Are they all white people?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my uncle has touched my hair after he's berated me for wearing it like a slave, is what he said.
Oh.
Look at Kim's hair. Don't she look like a slave? I'm like, you know what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, all these hang-ups that us Negroes have about whiteness.
Wow.
And, but we don't want to be white, but we want to be white. I guess how white people want to be black, but they don't want to be black.
Well, I mean, do you ever feel like, okay, because I've actually had not one, but two of my dearest friends, their parents, who I love and never would consider racist ever, ever, have both said things to the effect of if they had, in a past life, they were a black person. And to me, that is the most racist thing in the world. And I say the worst shit. Like, I say the worst shit, but I think that, because you have, like, some idea
right.
of what that is, like, when you're asking me, what is a black girl to you? Do you ever feel like you're saying, like, you don't necessarily want to be white, but... Do you have an idea of what you feel like? Do you feel like you could be a white girl? Do you, if that makes any sense? Or do you feel like you would?
Me personally, no. But I think others definitely see me as a white girl. Uh-huh. More white girl than black girl.
Well, what makes you different than a white girl?
This skin.
Damn.
It's a lovely. I don't
always,
even know how to describe this color,
that.
But
I
am in love with my complexion.
You're right.
It's like deep honey or something. I don't know, but it's fucking beautiful.
Deep honey.
So I do you like that? I should bring out a cosmetic.
Deep owl.
Deep. Deep honey. So that hinders me from being the white girl. Also, the hair on my head is quite nappy or kinky. Who wouldn't love to be a white girl? You know, if we stick to our kind of stereotypes about white girls as being entitled, being cared for.
What does that say about me, though, that I'm doing such a poor job at it? Like, I mean, that makes me feel even worse. Like, you know what my saying about Pittsburgh is, you know, the white people here are so nuts, it almost negates white privilege.
Yeah, actually. Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but come on. Come on now.
Yeah.
More face tattoos on white people than I've ever seen anywhere. More facial tattoos. More drug problems among white people than maybe I just didn't see them in larger cities. Maybe this is just my family.
Earlier this evening, there was a white couple on the news who were like, he comes out of the, like, bell place and he's flipping the finger and cussing at the news people, and his wife was like, you should stop that now.
Oh my god.
She's like, they took all our guns, so now what are we supposed to do? And then they're like, the cops believe they found drug paraphernalia. And I look at these white people and I went, well, of course they did. Duh. Have you seen what I mean? Those are Pittsburgh white people.
Okay, you were saying you never felt like people sought after you. Surely, you've never felt like someone was trying to be your friend because you were black? And they needed a black person, and they needed a black friend.
No, not really.
Really, you don't think I do? Sarah! Oh my goodness, I'm so stealth. I'm so good at this. I'm a sociopath.
Well, because I was actually going to call myself. I'm a collector of people. I like to gather. You know, like, oh look, I don't have a
hand.
Yeah, like, so I maybe that's why I can't see it, because I also engage in that behavior. But
you've never felt like that,
The only time, and it was another black girl with. At Shinley, actually, her name is Devin, and her parents honestly lived with the Huxtables, except her mother was a doctor, and the dad was in school to be a lawyer, and they lived in Point Breeze, and they had a really nice house, and when she would need to go to the bathroom at lunchtime, like, I don't know if you remember the bathroom that was on the cafeteria level, was populated by girls from the projects who would like chain smoke and eat pizzas and whatever.
Terrifying.
And for some reason, Devin thought I was, you know, this like street savvy hood girl. And she'd be like, would you come to the bathroom with me? And like, I would go as like her, you know.
Oh, her escort.
Yeah, like take her to the bathroom because like these hood bitches might try to jump on her. And she's like, well, Kim's more street than me. Like. So I
did you protect her?
I just go in and scowl.
Back up.
You scowl? Yeah, you don't want none of this. And we like leave the bathroom.
Oh my god,
I would be so entertained that like I was thought of as like hood. I was just like, oh, nice. Somebody thinks I'm street. Like,
you know what I did? You know what I was doing in high school? I was telling, or this is why. Black women make me nervous because in high school I would go around and tell my black girlfriends that they need to stop straightening their hair because straightening their hair they were fucked up and they were part of the man was and then like and my one friend would argue, she'd be like, Sarah, it's so much easier to take care of if I straighten it, and you know, and I was like, whatever, no, you, that's fucked up, you just, and then one of my friends, she was like, do you think you're blacker than me? And I was like, and I looked, I swear to God, I was just like, yeah, I did.
Were you doing like that white lady savior thing? Like, here, black girls, let me help you. You should stop straightening your hair.
Of course, there was there's patronizing it, of course, but I was so like, it was more just like, what are you doing? You're feeding into the. It was more critical, I would say, than patronizing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was
like, why? You know, because I was like, because I knew they agreed with me. I knew they were smart, so it wasn't patronizing in that way. But of course, I'm going to say it can't. I'm not. because I can't escape patronizing,
mm-hmm.
but I was approaching them as they knew better,
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
I was not doing that in high school. What was I doing in high school?
I don't know.
I was listening to a lot of rap music.
Really?
Yeah. And actually, that was probably when... Yeah. No, it's for real.
Yeah, it totally was.
This
it
was probably awesome. When my, like, maybe fear of white people started was in high school, oddly enough. And I only say that because I remember showing up to orientation at college the first time seeing all of these white people. And I literally, this was back when you had to go to a payphone. I went to a payphone and called my mother and said, I can't do this. And she said, why? I said, there are all of these white people here. And she was like, okay, I need you to breathe, get yourself together, and go to your orientation.
So you have issues with white people.
Oh, absolutely. But that didn't stop me from being friends with anybody. Uh-huh. I mean, I can name tons of white kids that I kicked it with in high school. Uh-huh. However, I was going back home. I was going back home to a place that was not so great. And I'm speaking both personally and neighborhood-wise. We were having a lot of problems with crime at that time. And I was listening to a lot of rap music, a lot of Public Enemy, a lot of Ice Cube, and a lot of it was very critical of that we are here.
Uh-huh.
You, specifically, you are here sitting in your bad neighborhood hearing that your one friend just got locked up for shooting a lady in the head while her kids sat at the dinner table as she cooked dinner because white people put you here.
Huh.
And I was like... But then I go home, I go to school, and I'm like, but I love Amanda. It's my homie. But then I go home, and I'm like, yeah, damn, white man, that's why I'm here right now. Like, it was this completely schizophrenic kind of existence. And I thought, at the time, I thought, I'm going to probably end up with a drug dealer. Because those were some of the boys that I was hanging around with at home. Or he's going to be...
Who are these guys?
People who probably's names should not be out.
Can you introduce me?
I think it was some type of anger or rage that I was not able to get out in any constructive manner. And then I was listening to this music who was feeding into the anger I had. Yeah. What is the Ice Cube? I had it on tape. Again, saying how old I am. But he had a tape where he... Nappy Dugout was a reference to black women's vagina and how white man, you know, white devil, you can't have none of Nappy Dugout.
Was that a black girl also?
Yeah. And I'm like, you damn right, he can't have none of that.
That's good. Well, okay, there's that. And there's,
it's awesome, but then in a way.
You should know this black person.
Isn't he claiming ownership over the badge?
Okay, alright.
Don't make it open. But he is, because he's Ice Cube. Okay, he gets to say.
Right. Yeah.
But if it was Yo-Yo, you remember Yo-Yo. Yeah, Yo-Yo said, white man, you can't have none of this. Okay. It would have been even better.
No, you are correct. However, I follow a lot of black women online that surely would punch me in the face if they ever met me. And they are always talking about, or the bougie black girl, somebody online is always talking about the light skin issue and how it's, you know, there's constant glorification of light skin women and there's never appreciation of a darker skinned woman or the, I mean, and so when you're saying Nappy Dugout, that sounds along that line. So it's like, but then what you're saying is like a can't win situation. If you praise it, then it's sexist. If you...
Yeah, at the time I never thought of it as sexist. This was actually only something that just came to right now. But I was like, oh shit! By him saying, isn't he claiming ownership over my vagina?
Yeah, no, I mean, but like, surely, I mean, you should know this. It's like, where like other of like I've heard rappers
is praise this your ass black girl. Black,
I've heard rappers say like black girl women. I mean, I feel I've heard that. I mean. In the like, there was just some. I think Killer Mike. I don't know if it was Killer Mike or
But I was going to ask you, how big are those rappers? You know what I mean? Like in the wide world, how big are they that is getting play?
So why was I bringing this up? Okay, so like, were you ever told like when you were younger anything specific about being a black girl, or that you learned that because you were a black girl, this is how it was, or
not really. What I I think my father's advice in general was always men only want to fuck you.
Oh, okay.
Black men, white men, whatever.
Okay.
I remember him saying anything like, well, as a black woman, you're going to have a harder time. Or, you know, my mother or anyone in my family saying, you know, well, that as a black woman, your life is going to be like X.
Okay.
I do remember talking about the light skin versus dark skin. I do remember that conversation occurring more often in my family because my mother was very fair skinned. Her mother, very fair skin, uh-huh. because she was half white.
Uh-huh. So,
and out of my mother's brothers and sisters, uh-huh. you know, half were light skin with good hair, as some black people like yeah. to call it. Some were at most a deep honey color with curly hair. And my mother got a lot of grief for uh-huh. being light skin, according to her, because other black girls always assumed that boys wanted her because she was light. She was closer to white, so, you know, so she would say, you know, I didn't really have a lot of girlfriends. All my other girlfriends were light-skinned, and she didn't lie, because when I would meet these friends in later life, they were all these light-skinned women with, like, freckles, and, like, and she was like, we basically banded together, because we were kind of attacked by darker-skinned women, and I remember being at recess in elementary school, and I was best friends with two girls, whose names I will not disclose, who were lighter skin. And I was playing with another girl who was a dark brown. And they walked over to me and said in front of her, you shouldn't play with her because she's darker than we are. Whoa. And pulled me away from her. And I just sadly looked at the girl like, they're making me go. And I remember that like it was yesterday. That like
never
you know
that lesson on Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, really. Like she's not good enough to play with us because she's not light enough. And like I let them pull me away. I could have been like, no,
how
she's
were
my
you?
Friend. Like second, third grade or something. And I just was like, just kind of looked at her like, I'm sorry, I have to go with the light skinned people. And and now I have such issues. Somebody calls me light skinned, I'm like ready to stab them in the throat. To me. I was always told that there was some type of crime is not the right word, but it was not a good thing to be light skinned.
Wait, who taught you that though?
My mother. Dark skinned girls did not want to be her and my aunt. The first time her and my uncle's wife met each other, they were at a party in their 20s. And they said, a girl said, who bought these light-skinned bitches to my party?
Really?
And they said, we should probably leave then.
but you're telling me this is where you were accepted because you were lighter skin, though. So, and you were not ostracized.
That
doesn't
mean that I didn't want to.
I want to play
with everybody.
No, I know. But, I mean, you could argue it's like halfway of either. I mean,
I was going to say, I think it's the...
It's both ways.
Wanted and repulsed. If that makes sense. Like, some people want to be light-skinned. Some people want to be dark-skinned.
I think what you don't have, you want, maybe.
Yeah. I am, you know, I do think my skin tone is very beautiful, but I do react badly if I'm told that it's light-skinned. Because all I was ever told by other light-skinned people and my family was that this brings you a hard time. Because people, black people, think you're better than they are if they're darker than you. And I would never want to, I don't think I'm better. I think some people do glorify it, definitely. But it's nothing
why do we need to tell black women they're awesome? Like, where, I mean, who's writing, I mean, do we even know of, like, people who are taking up the plight of black women these days? What did you Google?
I think other black women are taking up the plight of other black women. Here's what my list of what black women are perceived as. Angry is number one. A Jezebel. Full of attitude. A thief. Has a lot of kids, underscore by lots of different men, on welfare, has a big butt, gold digger, mannish, a mammy type. And then I put I just found this term. It's called being a sapphire. A black woman who's confident and aggressive is seen as a sapphire from Amos and Andy, which I've never seen.
Oh my God, I've never seen that. And you know what I was going to say while you were reading that? And I was going to say this as being like, haha, I'm a good white person. I'm not racist like that. Because I was going to be like, you know why I'm nervous around black women? Because I think they know better than me. And they know they're smarter than me. And they know my bullshit. But that's a sapphire. So I'm not a better white person. I'm the same terrible white person. You know, I just feel like they can see my terribleness. No. Can see through me.
I don't see how terrible you are, Sarah. Well, I mean, you know,
maybe, yeah.
Reasons why black women don't date white men.
Yes, this is what we need to know. And I've looked up dating statistics before, and maybe we should just, I mean, I want to pause it, like, look up date and, like, how many black women date out the race, how many black men date out the race. And I feel like I looked at the statistics, and it was that very few black women dated outside of the race.
I honestly think it's just lack of exposure to them.
But why not black women live in a world? You should have the equal experience of black men, though. No? If it's about, well, more social mobility based on gender, I guess.
Well, but then how many white women are seeking black men? So no white men are seeking black women.
That's what I want to get at. Really? See, that's what I don't understand.
Well, I'm asking it as a question. Are they looking for them?
You guys are novel. You guys are scarce. You guys are, oh my God, yeah, okay. I don't
make me sound like a damn.
I don't think of black people as
endangered species or so. Yeah.
You guys are, you know, you're kitschy. You know, you're like, I don't, yeah, it's fucked up, okay, whatever. Right? Yeah, okay. But I'm saying you're scarce.
Yeah.
Indifference.
So you
right?
think that would make people
anything
want.
Anything is scarce indifference you want, okay? Because what's going on with me now? Oh my God. Angry white guys. So hot, right? Because, I haven't been around. I'm in Pittsburgh, and it's like white guys. Oh my God, you're so weird, and like you're so like what? You're like you're so different. You're so creepy and weird. No, anyway, like I don't know. Never mind.
The fella that I was dating, like he said he when we were very first dating, he met up with a friend of his, and his friend wanted to hear all about me. And I said, why? And he says, well, because you're black. And he wants to know, oh, well, what does she have sex like? Like, is it crazy?
Oh, really?
Is it super crazy?
Ask that about the Asian?
No.
What?
But, well, I'm from Africa. I must be bringing some mud hut type of love to the situation. And, like, no. Huh. I'm probably more like a frigid white girl than, like, have some voodoo.
That's what I'm about. Like, what? I mean, what do they think is going to happen? Like,
I mean, tell
because
you.
I actually don't.
I don't know really what white people think about
black
sex.
I think there are more stereotypes about fat girls and sex that I'm not going to comment on if I live up to or do not live up to. But I think that those are more common.
I don't even know any stereotypes
I
about
know,
fat girls and
really?
Sex. No, like what? Give me a couple. Like what?
And again. I don't want this to be, I don't want to edit this out. I want this to stay in. So how do I phrase this? There are stereotypes out there, that, well, fat girls try harder.
Mm-hmm.
They try harder. They're like ugly girls are more appreciative. And it's the same, you could say of dudes who didn't get any, they're definitely like, they will camp out, you know, in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's all about like the want, or like a like a hot girl is not going
to
do shit.
Yeah,
like a hot girl does.
A
hot
girl's to.
Yeah, your sexual stereotypes. I would are at least in my, this is in my world are not as prevalent as like let's say the fat girl or ugly girl versus hot girl in bed.
Yeah, but I think everyone thinks we're easy. Twice that I've Googled things for black women, and what has come up?
Sex, not for white girls.
No, it's just I think. And the general worldview is that black women are easier.
But you haven't. And I'm gonna like whatever. This is gonna be the wah wah.
When
or
you
black
see
girls are awesome, white girls are
when you
sad.
See black women on TV, if they're not Claire Huxtable, they have pasties on and they shaking their big booties, they twerking it all
Where
over
is
the
this?
Video.
Because I would like to see.
Have
this.
You watched BET?
I do watch, and I enjoy that actually. I mean, whatever.
And liquor poured on them, and they're humping cars, and that is.
Okay. But that's white
the
women
picture.
Too.
No. In the 80s, maybe, when Poison was big and Cherry Pie and Warren, I watched that shit too. I know all about rock and roll because of my dad. But no. But now, what's the big thing? Wild.
I mean, and there are white girls in those videos too.
There are.
What's the most popular form of music right now? Life, rap music.
A big generalization.
It's so true. Who listens to rap music? Mostly white people. White women buy rap music.
Yeah.
And what is in the video? Gold chains, cars, black people throwing money around, and bitches that don't have clothes on twerking their bodies everywhere. That is what is in rap videos. Uh-huh.
But you're
joking. And that is the representation most tons of black women is, look at that.
You're right.
How is she going to say no to you when she's getting champagne poured on her booty?
Okay, so this is why we need to have black girls are awesome, because that still exists for black women. Could we think of any white women example that exists now?
Now?
I mean, we're still very...
I think you're very right. I mean, I do, you know, as a rock and roll fan, I do remember being in the 80s. And I remember anytime I hear Cherry Pie, I want to wear a little pair of stonewashed cut-off jeans and a black top. And I want to, like, stick my finger in my mouth and be like, Cherry Pie! I remember those videos. Well, and girls, Motley
Crue. What
about
the young girls, though, that are heavily sexualized at an early age? I mean, I think that white women are still sexualized. I mean, maybe not to the extent of black women.
Yeah, I mean...
So you think that, but I can honestly tell you, and I will say this, I have had a man say this to me, and I don't know if this matters, he was a black man, he was saying, thank God for the chubby girls, because chubby girls will do whatever you fucking want them to do, and they will put up with such bullshit.
Well, I think...
And granted, I'm not a black woman, but I've never heard...
but I think that is the...
Have you heard a man say, thank God for black women, because they will do whatever?
No, what I've heard from black men about black women is...
Yeah, what have you...
Always fucking going on about something.
Okay.
We're too demanding.
But that's all
too angry. It's us specifically, and that's why they like.
Yes. They think that. But
and I am not saying
truth,
any
it
of
is
this
all
is
women.
Gospel. I'm not saying any of this is gospel. These are
we get a pass because we're white.
Yeah,
but we are.
And they
even
think
more like
you're
going
to be on that Asian tip of being
even more
subservient and calm and gentle instead of nigger. Where you been all night?
And we are more like that. We are even more like that.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That we are. Because I know we are. Like, I know that. I think I can prove that. And, like, I don't know any white girl that would ever, like I brought up before, that be what would be considered a down-ass chick ever.
Yeah.
Ever even consider the things that supposedly a down chick is supposed to put up with. You know? Like, never. That they would even come near that. Oh, it's so fucked up. That's why if I'm a black woman, that's why I feel like I'd be so angry. Like, because it's ridiculous. Anyway, that's fucking ridiculous. I don't know.
But I think fat women are seeing their world perception of fat women is that they are grateful for any attention they get.
Exactly.
Because most attention they get is negative.
Yeah.
And so for someone to give positive attention about their body.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wouldn't she just be so grateful
Well, then why black women are, big hoes just because they're black. Fat women are big hoes just because
they're grateful.
Because they're grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. So.
High five.
Basically, it sucks to be a woman because you just ass out either way, you know?
Well, I mean, a woman that wants to deal with men, I guess. But I mean.
This is true.
Whatever.
I don't want to count out my lesbians.
But there are fucked up lesbians because I know because those lesbians are the ones that like me. The most shittiest, dickish, assholey lesbians love me. I'm like, what is this about me?
Yeah.
Like, anyway. Okay, awesome. So, I think that we...
you want to know why white men don't date... Or why black women don't date white men.
Why?
The number one reason why white men and black women were not dating each other is background education. Statistics show that Caucasians have more money, better education, better jobs, and more opportunities. In the black community, we naturally have to work twice as hard and be three times smarter to achieve the level of success DMB successful white men that are very successful will usually date a woman who's as successful or at least in the same class as himself.
Well, then that should be changing, because on the campus is where, yes, I saw the three interracial couples.
Because, yeah, now I see it more.
In Pittsburgh, three of them, yeah, within an hour.
When I went to the Grizzly Bear concert, yeah, we were one of maybe four other.
What?
Oh, yeah, because I made a joke and I said to David, I said, there's an awful lot of black women and white men at this function. Crazy. And he went crazy. And it's just like, I've never seen it as much as I'm seeing it now. That would have been the main difference. Yeah. Because if you're a banker.
I think that is, but I think when we talk about dating, we get hung up in like our perceptions of, oh, not pretty enough, not good enough. Like every side does it. Like the men. And so I think we place more value on the things before that, but I think this is probably actually the reason.
Yes.
I would, I mean, you because know, if agree with that. Like I can't. I do. I think about, like, if I was a black woman and, like, some of the, you know, statistics I see on dating and what have you. And
let me tell you, it is hard, Sarah. It is hard when the world thinks you are complete shit. When all you hear is how no one wants you. Everyone thinks you're the worst thing that ever happened. If they even acknowledge your existence at all.
I think it's a lack of acknowledgement.
It is spiritually, it chips away at you spiritually. I'm just like, really?
Well, because I'm doing such a terrible job at being the most awesomest thing I can. I'm doing such a terrible job at being a white girl. Like, I can't even imagine. Oh my God. Like, if I was a black girl, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know if I'd be alive.
I think for you it's hard because, like,
it's hard for me?
Well, for you, because you've got to live up to this great expectation. I think for me, it's just hard to, like.
But I have the white lady hair.
The shit, you know?
But I have this hair, and no one still wants to date me. What's the problem? And everyone listening to this is like, I know what the problem is. Like, if any male that I've talked to in the last.
Well, and again,
years,
I'm a black woman who's not had a problem getting a white man to date, so I.
Really? No, okay, that's good.
I don't know.
I am a white woman who's had a problem getting any man to date me. All right.
I've had more problems getting black men than anything. It upsets my father when I tell him. I just don't think black men are interested in me.
Huh.
I don't.
Huh.
Because why are they not knocking on my door? But a white man will barge my door down. Huh. He's just all over me. Huh. But I can't get a black man to say no.
Maybe he's just weird hanging out. I don't know.
Because I'm not cool enough. I'm not black enough.
Okay. Okay, and I am.
But I'm white girl enough that a white guy's like, I can hang out with her.
So we should have, who's cooler, me or you?
I would say you are.
Oh, I would say I was too. I'm cooler than you. You're such a nerd. You're a nerd. All right, I won't cry myself to sleep tonight. No, thank you. Thank you, Kim.
Well, goodbye, white lady.
Thank you so much for joining us for our third episode. If you've made it this far for a third time, you are super awesome. Please join us next week for the episode, When Did Not Paying For Me End Sexism?